guest today, Stacey London, is one of the hosts of the Learning Channel's incredibly popular What Not to Wear. Stacey joined the show after years working for American Vogue and Mademoiselle. She's worked on style with some A-list celebrities, including Kate Winslet and Katie Holmes, and she consults for some very hot designers. In 2005, she joined NBC's Today as a style correspondent. She's appeared on Oprah, Tyra, Wendy Williams, and Access Hollywood. Stacey is also a contributing editor at People Magazine. Stacey grew up in Manhattan, attended Vassar, and graduated Phi Beta Kappa. She and her cat, Al, live in Brooklyn with her shoe collection. Today, we're getting down to The Truth About Style, her new book. Welcome, Stacey. Thanks so much for stopping by the book report.
Thanks for having me, Elaine.
The truth about your book, The Truth About Style, is that it spotlights 9 women. Why did you think to structure the book in this way?
Well, because originally, you know, book publishers that I met with had asked me to do more of an autobiography. And for a lot of reasons, I guess maybe I wasn't really ready for that. I'm 43. I have more things to do. You know, I'm not really ready to write a memoir. But I thought that it was important to talk a little bit about my past because it informs my philosophy of style so much. My philosophy of style does not just come from having dressed other people for a long time. So I thought that I would enlist other women actually to tell their stories and help me tell my story. So I wanted a kind of a cross-section of women to talk about sort of universal beliefs that I think sometimes get in our way when it comes to really creating our own style.
You write about the difference between a makeover and a start over, and I love to share that with our readers.
Well, you know, I think we traditionally think of the makeover thing as like, look, now I look different. These are the clothes that are different. And the start over was more about this mindset. I realize now, actually, that the book is out, and I really want to change it for the paperback. Instead of even a start over, I want to call them jump starts. And the reason that I realize that they're jump starts is because, you know, if you look at the book the way it's structured, each chapter is a different woman, which starts with a black and white portrait of her, and then a kind of a color portrait at the end, with an analysis of the new clothes that we've put her in and why they help kind of allow her to see herself differently. And, you know, one outfit can never tell you how to dress. It can't tell any woman, you know, any women are, we're too multidimensional to say this outfit is the only thing that represents us. But those outfits do represent a pivot, a change in the way that they were able to see themselves, which allows for a new path in the way that they are going to take their style forward. And, you know, in some ways we do that on What Not to Wear, but this was very specific to a particular mindset that is holding each of these women back and that I think we all can relate to. You know, things like fear of judgment, fear of making a mistake, living in the future, when I lose 20 pounds, when the kids, you know, grow up and I have more time, what it means to kind of have style and age, our marital status, you know, our husband doesn't care, or we're single and we're dating, all of the things that inform our lives in a way where style may become either, you know, a tool or it can be a real obstacle depending on how we approach it.
I know that one of your principles of style is to accept what you've been given. And I also know that's unbelievably hard because so many of us want to put things off until we lose that 15 pounds, exactly what you said.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. That acceptance, that yes, because I talk about this exercise of yes and in the book, it's really important. And I think that part of the reason that we do things like wait to lose the 15 pounds or tell ourselves that that's when, you know, we'll care about style is because we've become, you know, we live in a culture where we've become really used to looking to what advertising and even what the fashion industry is telling us we're supposed to look like. And that doesn't just mean skinny and young and rich. It's everything from these are the colors that you're supposed to wear this season. This is the pattern. You know, wear leather, whatever it is. And I don't think that the industry is wrong at all for doing that. I am absolutely not interested in demonizing the fashion industry. What worries me is that we're losing our autonomy in allowing any industry to tell us how to feel about something. And we're allowing the industry to tell us what it is that we're supposed to wear as opposed to what we want to wear, and through self-knowledge, what we know looks good on us. So rather than being told, here are your trends, great, fine. We should still be choosing the trends that work for us, picking and choosing what works for us, instead of comparing ourselves to the images that we see and trying to look like somebody we're not. We should be using the fashion industry to help us enhance who we are as individuals. I'm talking about fashion is the industry, and style starts with the individual, not what the industry dictates.
And as you write in the book, style ends with an E for emotion. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, I have this theory, and this is a big tenet in the book. We all know the kind of shorthand term, and it's really an aphorism of sorts, that seeing is believing. I think when it comes to style, it's a little bit more complicated than that. It's also, the reason that I think What Not to Wear is such a popular show, and the reason that it works, is because you can see a change. Now, when you can see a change, that can literally make you feel something different. And if you can feel something different, I think you can think differently about something. And if you can think differently, then you can believe something different and new about yourself. So there's a bigger kind of cycle going on there. And that's why style is such an incredible tool that we have at our disposal to change these kind of negative beliefs that we may have been carrying around about ourselves forever, because it is this quick, visceral shakeup of a change that makes us see that, different things are possible.
You've always said that shoes are a game changer, but do they have to be high heels?
No. I mean, I think every woman should own a few pairs of high heels, absolutely. But no, I love flats. And, there's this great trend right now of menswear and brogues and wingtips for women that with like a little cropped trouser looks absolutely adorable. I have nothing against flats. But, there is a power to wearing high heels. It changes your posture. And for a lot of women, it makes them feel powerful. I'm just saying, don't discount that.
All right. Now, let's talk about the show for a minute. Did you and Clinton know each other before the show, or you just
no.
met? No.
Yeah, I know. Well, now we do. I mean, we've been working together for 9 years. We're like a brother and sister on a very long car trip.
Well, you certainly have wonderful chemistry on the show.
Thank you.
One of your great fans of the show had this question that she begged me to ask you. Most of us don't get a credit card with $5,000 on it to start over their style. So what are the first elements you would recommend if budget is a very real limitation?
Well, I think that, budget is a real limitation for almost everybody. And style does not have a price point. I think the first thing that you need to do is really look in your closet to figure out what's missing and what's not working. You really have to start with that edit. And that, you don't have to be as harsh as maybe we are on the show and throwing things in the trash. You can certainly give things to charity, put things on consignment. But, I believe that clothing has to serve, it has to at least fulfill one of two criteria. Ideally, both. But they are utility and joy. And then anything that doesn't bring you joy, anything that doesn't make you happy to put on, get rid of it. Why do you want that in your closet? And then I would say it's really about looking at the pieces that you need. You make a laundry list. You would not go shopping at a grocery store without a grocery list, right?
Right.
You wouldn't go to bake a cake without ingredients and having that list of ingredients. That's exactly what you need to do when looking at your closet. I need a better pair of black pants. I need a great fitting jacket. I'd love something like a floral blouse to kind of perk up my new neutral bottoms. You have to look at your clothes and your closet, see what's there, and then see what's not. And ideally what you wish was. You make that list, and then you work within your budget. You may not acquire everything at once. Maybe you get one piece every few months. But you check them off the list. And then you start to have a wardrobe, not only that you love, but that works together. You know, style is a muscle. Having style is like building muscle. The more you do it, the better you get at it, the stronger you get at it. So you really need to go out there and start trying things to understand what is going to work on you.
All right. And after the book tour, what's next for you?
Well, I go back to shooting What Not to Wear. We're on hiatus right now. And I'm still, you know, running Style for Hire. And I have a production company, and I have 4 shows in development that I am trying to produce instead of be in. And I have a jewelry collection coming out, so I'm pretty excited.
Oh, and where can we find that jewelry collection?
I can't say yet, but hopefully it will be very soon, and there will be an announcement.
Stacey, thank you so much. I loved your book. It's really accessible and fun to read with wonderful ideas. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Elaine. Really appreciate it.
Alrighty. Bye-bye.